Good evening and welcome to this very special opportunity to take a stand in the afterglow. Hi, I'm Father John. Now, normally I'd invite you to wind down with me and relax as we de-stress and find peace and comfort in the afterglow. But tonight, we're going to talk about an issue that the Catholic bishops of the United States continue to speak out about, to preach about, and to write about: the frontal attack on religious freedom in this country. And by the way, it's not just Catholics involved in this issue. Others of faith and of no faith are beginning to pay attention. Why won't this issue go away? Because it's vital to the very foundational fabric of this country. What happens to the identity of this country if religious liberty is superseded by a mandate forcing almost all employers to provide free contraception, free abortion-inducing drugs, and free sterilization to employees in mandated health care plans? First, it's a contraception mandate. Then what? What next? For the very first time, religious liberty, broken by the crush of a health care mandate forcing Catholic hospitals, schools, colleges, charities, and other Catholic institutions to pay for something that is contrary to their fundamental belief system. Nothing like it before. And this evening, you'll have a chance to speak out and take a stand in the afterglow. So we'll suspend our normal format and invite you to be a central part of our program tonight. You've been hearing from Archbishop Mansell about this attack on religious freedom, and you've been hearing from me saying it's unfair and asking, what has the government got against the Catholic Church? And I, in turn, have been hearing from you.
I live on the eastern end of Long Island, New York, and I'm a listener of yours for many, many years. And every time I hear you speak out against what's going on with regard to what this great president of ours is trying to do to us to change our world, change our country, our system, and our beliefs, you are an incredible inspiration. I am not a Catholic. I am a Lutheran. Every time I hear you speak, I keep saying, go for it and don't stop, because we are losing not only our basis for freedom of religion, but we're losing our citizenship along with it. And what this man is trying to do, it is as if the Nazis were here. And I say it because I heard it from my aunt who lived in Germany, and it's exactly how it happened. And all I can say, we need to stand firm as one united group, not an individual religion, what have you. We all have to stick together because there is so much at stake right now.
I'm a listener of WJMJ, and I love the music and the inspirational quotes, etc. But I have to say that I am becoming very, very disheartened by all the preachiness about Obama and the Affordable Care Act. You have no idea what a disservice you are doing by essentially telling people not to vote for Obama. So please, I have had to pull my earphones out of my ears so many times. I am so, so sorry that you are becoming so preachy about this. I really disagree. I think you're losing perspective. And you're telling people how to vote, which I disagree with. I love the music, but I can't continue to listen to your radio station if you continue this preachiness against Obama. He is a good man. He has done wonderful things that the Catholic Church would be so proud of for people in general. He is more concerned about the common good than the Republican contender. So please stop, or I will have to stop listening, very sadly.
You may hear many voices tonight, some agreeing with me, others disagreeing, but one thing you won't hear me say, nor have you ever heard me say, is who you should vote for or vote against. The penalty good men pay for indifference to public affairs is to be ruled by evil men, so said Plato. You will find no indifference here. We'll talk about the issues. But to vote or not to vote for a particular candidate, why, that's your decision. My only concern for both you and me is that we are as informed as possible regarding issues and have an opportunity to dialogue about those important issues in a respectful atmosphere. as we take a stand in the afterglow. This evening, I'm especially grateful for the opportunity to have a special guest with me. Bishop Michael Cody, the Bishop of the Diocese of Norwich, is with us to offer his evaluation and his perspective on this healthcare mandate and how it will affect the Catholic Church. You, too, are invited to participate with your questions, your point of view. You can let Bishop Cody hear from your side of the pew exactly how you feel about the erosion of religious liberty in our country today. So, tonight, let's talk. What can you do? What can anyone do? Is this a war on women, as it's been characterized by many in the administration? Or is this a subtle war on the church itself? Something's going on. So it's your turn to go on the air with us. The phone numbers, call us at 203-758-0707. Write it down. If the line is busy, don't give up. What you have to say is important. The number again is 203-758-0707. Take your position now. Or you can email us with your question to Bishop Cody or a comment that you'd like him to hear. The email address is afterglow@wjmj.org. All one word, afterglow@wjmj.org. Let's hear from you to take a stand.
Take a stand with Father John.
And thank you for being here, Bishop Cody. Now, I think what I'd like to hear from you is what disturbs you the most about this Health and Human Services mandate? What disturbs you the most about it?
Well, thanks for your welcome, Father John. It's good to be here. I appreciate the invitation. I think what's most frustrating to me is that the conversation is being confused, and the real issue is being clouded. The true issue here is not women's rights. True issue is the freedom of conscience and the right to practice our faith as we see fit. And that is being violated by this mandate. It's a mandate that that goes directly against the First Amendment of our Constitution. And in so doing, angers many of us who feel trod upon needlessly by a very, very intrusive act of government.
Have you ever seen such a thing in your lifetime? Have you ever heard of such a thing? Have we ever experienced anything like this prior to this particular point in history?
Well, I've asked many a politician and many a judge if this has ever been evidenced in our country, and no one has an answer to that. It's never occurred. This is a leap by the government that is unprecedented. And as you said earlier, if this first, if this now, what next? It's a slippery slope. People are angered, I think, because their consciences, their beliefs are being violated. And the right to conscience has always been something that was profoundly respected in our country. And I think, for example, Thomas Jefferson in 1809, said this: "No provision in our Constitution ought to be dearer to man than that which protects the rights of conscience against the enterprises of the civil authority." Now, that's a very strong statement in defense of the right of conscience by a man of such standing as Thomas Jefferson in 1809. And that spirit has been respected for so long in our tradition, in our laws. And now, of a sudden, we're to disregard that long history of right to conscience. It's unconscionable that this be done not only to Catholics, but to all people of faith. And we know that many, many other religions have chimed in opposition to this terrible mandate. Protestant Christians, of course, evangelicals are very strong. Orthodox Christians, Orthodox Jews are very strong. So it's not just a question of Catholics being offended. It's people, many, many people of goodwill and of conscience who feel that their fundamental right to practice their beliefs as God has given them are being denied and trod upon.
I want to ask you, how willing are the bishops to continue this fight? How determined are they to continue this fight? Or at some point in time, are they going to roll over and play perhaps, well, we didn't hear this. We'll just pretend it's not a mandate. We'll just pretend we, in our health care plans, are paying for some other medication to help somebody who's suffering from cancer or a real disease instead of trying to end a particular pregnancy. Hold on to that thought for a minute. Let me just give our phone numbers for our listeners if you'd like to participate in this question, in this discussion. 203-758-0707. If you're calling from the local Waterbury or New Haven calling area, you can take your own stand with us tonight in the Afterglow. 203-758-0707. Or it's toll-free from anywhere in the state of Connecticut or beyond. 1-866-607-6847. Once again, that number is 1-866-607-6847. My guest this evening, Bishop Michael Cody, the Bishop of the Diocese of Norwich, and we're talking about the freedom of religion and the Health and Human Services mandate making all employees to basically pay for health insurance that covers contraception, abortifacient drugs, and sterilization, against what the Catholic Church teaches, making the church buy these things against its will. So let's go back to my question, Bishop Cody. How determined are the bishops to make sure that they stay with this particular fight?
Fully determined. Pardon me. This is one we can't step back away from because it is a life and death for many of our institutions. Cardinal Dolan made it clear not long ago that, again, because of the slippery slope notion that this is not something that we can walk away from. The Cardinal Archbishop of Chicago, Cardinal George, said not too long ago that he was prepared to close down his hospitals.
Well, do you think that that's what the final outcome of this might be, that we start closing Catholic hospitals across the country, or even closing our Catholic colleges, our Catholic schools, because these are not exempt institutions from this mandate?
Well, I was in Notre Dame a few weeks ago, and they quickly ran their numbers. And that university estimates that if it had to pay the fines that would be imposed—
these are hefty funds.
$10 million a year. Now, this is a well-endowed university, no doubt. But how long can you go at those expenses?
$10 million a year.
Yeah, that's one university. So it is a very serious issue because it impacts tremendous institutions across this country. And I don't know if that has really been taken into consideration. But to answer your question directly, the bishops will not step back from this one. We cannot. There is too much at stake, there are fundamental questions that are being violated. There are fundamental rights that are being violated. We cannot, in good conscience as leaders, just walk away.
Let me ask you this question. Are you a second-generation American, third-generation American? I know you're not a first-generation
American. No, third-generation American.
You're a third-generation American.
Yeah.
So your grandparents came to this country for a particular reason.
Right.
They left their homeland. That's a question that I have for our audience as well. What generation American are you? If you're first generation, well, you know the reason why you left your own country. You left your homeland to come to this country. If you're a second generation American, then your parents left their homeland. Or third generation American, your grandparents left their homeland for a particular reason to come to this country. Tell me what that reason was. What was the reason that your parents, grandparents left their homeland country to come to the United States of America? 203-758-0707. That's from the local Waterbury or New Haven calling area, or toll-free from anywhere in the state of Connecticut or Massachusetts. Hawaii even, if you're listening to us by way of the internet, give us a call. We'd like to hear from you as well. 1-866-607-6847. That's 1-866-607-6847. If you've got a question to put to Bishop Cody, or if you've got a comment to make, your particular point of view, please, I'd like to hear from you. That's what we're all about tonight, listening and dialoguing as we take a stand together. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, Take a Stand. You're in the Afterglow with Father John.
I've already been affected by the mandate as a citizen in Massachusetts because we have mandatory health insurance already, and such as that I was forced to have an insurance policy I didn't want, and then got a letter describing the services that I don't believe in as a Catholic, and knowing that I should be active, especially in this.
Can I ask you what services that are required to be covered that you are paying for that you don't believe in?
I didn't pay yet. I'll make that correction. But the services are for the full spectrum that you've talked about with the other.
Contraception and abortion-inducing drugs and sterilization?
Certainly, that is there.
But there's an exception in Massachusetts, is there not, for the church and its institutions and organizations? So while you as an individual might have to pay for those services in your health care plan, the church isn't required to subsidize those services, correct?
No. Well, that's a technical point that I can't research right now. I would assume you're right, but as an individual Catholic, my guidance from the Splendor of Truth, the encyclical by John Paul II, would cause me to be civil disobedient about this. Just don't pay for it, I would assume.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Bishop, do you want to offer a suggestion or... this is a matter of individual conscience as well, is it not? Even the church right now is fighting for because of the fact that it and its institutions will be made to cover these services. But for the individual who does not have the freedom of conscience to deny paying for such services, individuals will be forced to violate their own conscience as well.
Absolutely. In 1973, for example, there was a law passed in this country that says that no individual is required to take part in any health service program that is administered by the Secretary of Health and Human Services if that is contrary to his or her religious beliefs or moral convictions. Now, that's the law since 1973. And it's the law that we have functioned very well with for all these years. And now, all of a sudden, that law is being abrogated, and not only will institutions be forced to go against their belief, private individuals will also be forced to go against their beliefs. So this is not just touching institutions. It reaches into the privacy of individual lives and forces someone to pay for services that they abhor.